The air is getting crispy, folks. I can tell.
The hands are cold, folks. As they come out in the wing tee. Is that the wing tee out there, Ron?
Yes, sir.
All right, and it's a handoff right away to the first running back. And it's going to be maybe a gain of one out to the 40-yard line. The running back at the bottom of the pile with about eight black jerseys on top of him is number five. That's Aaron McIntosh.
And
his
number,
third carry of the night.
Number 76 for the Pirates. That's the first time Alex Swartz made the hit for the Pirates.
So second and eight for the Green Devils at their own 40-yard line. They have 60 yards for their first score of the night. A minute remains in the third quarter, 14-0 Harbor Beach.
Well, Coach Rubel is still staying with 10 men in a box and a safety deep. You know, and the Brown City Green Devils have figured it out. Hey, we're just going to have to run the football and do the best we can.
T for wing T for Brown City is a pitch out to number five, Aaron McIntosh, to the left side. He pushes ahead for about three more yards, brings up 4 yards short of the first down marker. He's out to the 44-yard line.
Tom Sutherland and Aaron Ginther made the hit for the Pirates. As we're just about running out of this third quarter, it seems like we've already played four quarters the way this game has gone.
That's right. If you're looking for affordable coverage that fits your situation, make it K&S Insurance in downtown Harbor Beach. Third and five for Brown City as the clock winds down. 20 seconds remains in the third quarter. Brown City in the T formation, wing T to the right. And we have another score coming up in the third quarter. It's Reese 28, Sandusky 21. Thank you for that. Reese 28, Sandusky 21, the third quarter.
Now they're keeping that close to the vest over there.
Yes, they are. And it's a gain of three for number 24, the fullback, Primo, Jacob Primo, the 5'11 fullback, a junior. So it brings up fourth down after a gain of three. And
that's the end of the third quarter, Clark. So
we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLIW. After three quarters, it's Harbor Beach 40, Brown City nothing in Division 7, round one of high school playoffs. Keep locked on WLEW.
There's something everyone can do at a high school sporting event that can make the game more enjoyable. It's something that still allows for players and coaches to go all out in the pursuit of success. It's something that allows the fans to pump up the volume in supporting their team. At the same time, it's something that captures the essence of educational athletics and shows respect for all. What is it? It's sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
After three quarters are in the books, it's all Harbor Beach, 40-0 over the Brown City Green Devils in Division 7 playoffs in Harbor Beach. It's going to be a fourth down for Brown City here. They are now going right to left across your radio, and they have 2 yards to get to the first down. They're at their own 47-yard line.
Well, again, they had trouble making connections on passes, and we're going to see if they run it or pass it.
T formation for Brown City. It's a handoff to number 30, Nate Primo. He gets past the line of scrimmage, past the first down marker, and across the 50-yard line into Harbor Beach territory at the 48. That's a gain of five and a first down in the works for Brown City.
Sloan Klaske on the hit for the Pirates as we now got the fourth quarter underway.
And it's a running clock with a bigger differential than 35 in the second half. It's 40-0 Harbor Beach. And what was the last score, 28-21, Reese over Sandusky?
Yes,
it's at Reese in the winner of this game, which would, I would like to think, it'll be Harbor Beach.
I don't think there's any question. The only question right now is who's going to do the singing at the end of the game.
That's right. So the winner of this game, I won't say yet who, will take on the winner of the Reese-Sandusky game. In the third quarter, Reese was leading by a touchdown, 28-21. First and 10 for the Green Devils at their own at the Harbor Beach 48-yard line. T formation. Spikeski back to pass, and it's passed and 10 for number 18, tipped. And look who has it, number 47, Aaron Ginther at the 40-yard line as he's finally wrapped down at the 39. It's going to be Harbor Beach ball once again.
Well, it was tipped by the receiver for Brown City. I believe it was number 86, Tyler Banks. But the old ball hawk was back there searching, and he saw that and snatched it and finally was brought down after the interception. Probably gained about 5 yards after the interception.
And that was actually Charles Baird, number 18, on trying to receive that. Tipped it up in the air, and number 47, Aaron Ganther, said, "Hey, look what I found, Mom."
That's right.
And Harbor Beach's offense back on the field once again. So it looks like we have a new quarterback out there. That's number 18 for the Pirates. That would be Tyler Krueger. And it's a handoff right down the middle to number 8, Tyler Krueger. Kurt Messing, is the quarterback. And it's a gain of 5 for Tyler Krueger, number 8. Number 18 is Kurt Messing. He is the new quarterback for the Pirates.
Jacob Primo made the hit for the Green Devils. As we have another host of players coming in and out.
So it's going to be there was a fumble on that play.
Oh, so
I missed that.
I guess so.
And so, just like that, Brown City offense back on the field with less than 9.5 minutes to play, 40-0 Harbor Beach. And Spikeski hands this off right down the middle to number 30, Nate Primo. He pushes ahead for about 4 hard yards out to the 43-yard line of Harbor Beach. And it's going to bring up 2nd and 6.
Alex Swartz, that the initial made the hit, and then a host of other Pirates.
As Ron Rubel, the defensive coach, just poured a thing of Gatorade on number 71.
He got the players before he got him. That's usually
that's Mike Lukowski, mm-hmm. the tackle and the nose guard for Harbor Beach, getting
he's looking for now something he can throw back at Coach Rubel.
And number 5, Aaron McIntosh doing the carrying there for a gain of 3, brings up 3rd and 4. And Mike Lukowski now just got back around Rubel. I hope no one's thirsty out there, because there's only one cooler remaining for Harbor Beach.
That's
got to be cold.
You know, there's an old saying, you leave a sleeping dog lie. You know?
The thing is, you know, that Ron Rubel, he's the coach, and there's practice on Monday.
Hell yeah.
So it's 3rd and 4 for Brown City. It's a handoff right down the middle from a T formation. Spikeski hands it off to one of his running backs. Looks like number 24, Jacob Primo, the fullback.
Evan Blanchard on the hit for the Pirates.
Gain of 2 for Jacob Primo. Brings up 4th and 2. And Brown City facing yet another 4th down with 7.5 minutes remaining in the 4th.
Well, I'm sure they'll go for it.
I would like to think so. They have nothing to lose. And they're in that in-between zone as it is. T formation for Spikeski. 3 men in the backfield. And this is a handoff to number 30, Nate Primo. He gets through the line and then about 5-6 more yards. He's out to the 30-yard line with a 8-yard pickup and a 1st down for Brown City. So
Travis Essmaker on the hit. But I tell you what, the defense of Pirates has kept Primo in check most of the night, and where the Brown City Green Devils then had to go to the air, in which they had trouble doing.
And Pam has more scores for us. The Detroit Red Wings are behind 2-1 midway through the second period, and the World Series still tied 2-2 after 2 innings.
Oh.
So an exciting first inning. It was 2-2 after the first, and now it's after 2. It's still 2-2, and the Red Wings trailing 2-1 midway through the second period. 1st and 10 for Spikeski and the Brown City Green Devils at the Pirate 30-yard line. It's a handoff right down the middle. And nothing going on that. Gang tackle pushed him back. Forward momentum is going to keep him right at, actually, a gain of 2 on that, out to the 28-yard line. And that was looks like number 30, Nate Primo.
Alex Swartz, along with a host of other Pirates, making the tackle. They've kept in check, as the Pirates still are using 10 men in a box. And one safety deep, about 15 yards.
2nd and 8, wing tee to the left side for Brown City. And that's a handoff to number 30, Nate Primo, the preferred ball carrier as of recent, gains another 2 yards. He now has 14 carries on the night for 46 yards. Brings up 3rd and 5, though, for Brown City at the Harbor Beach 25-yard line.
Derek Puff and Kurt Messing.